Star Wars. We're talking about Star Wars. Yeah. Star Wars. We're talking about Star Wars. That's today, right?
That's today. Hey, happy May the 4th be with you.
May the fourth be with you, and also with you,
Yeah,
and accept your Lord Savior, Shia LaBeouf, in your hearts.
Shia's not in Star Wars.
Well, he is our Lord Savior.
I'm gonna disagree on that one. Yeah, so on a time of recording, it is the 4th of May. It's Star Wars Day. Everyone has Star Wars stuff and thought and think pieces and rankings and video games, the whole shebang.
The whole shebang? We got rankings? What are we
We got
thinking?
we I mean we could do we got we got I've got a, some special Am I the Assholes about Star Wars.
I do find it funny that there is a Am I the Asshole about Star Wars. I wonder what it
Josh,
was like.
there's not one. There's a lot. I went to the search engine, Am I the Asshole plus Star Wars, and I've got like 30.
Nice. I'm impressed. I'm impressed by
And
the.
you know, they're not all Star Wars related, but Star Wars plays into it, so we can have fun with the moral back and forth of that.
All right, I'm intrigued. This is, I think, I feel good about this episode, Chris.
Well, I feel good too. We just started, so it should be all right. So,
Should be.
let's get the main question out. Josh, how do you feel about the Star Wars?
I'm pretty okay about the Star Wars. I personally feel like there's only two good Star Wars movies. That's it. Only two.
I'm gonna disagree, but let me hear what your two are.
My two are the greatest Star Wars movie I'm going to start off with. That is the episode one.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Best
Shut
character,
up.
Jar Jar Binks.
You can't even
And
say that
then
with a straight face.
the second best episode is the Christmas special. So good.
I'll give you half the Christmas special.
So good. No, that is none of that's true. I have some choices. I have some favorites. I have some Star Wars that I'm gonna be talking about. Star Wars. I personally am a big fan of Empire, and you know what? I like Return of the Jedi a lot, minus the Ewoks.
Return of the Jedi was my favorite as a child. And I don't I like the Ewoks totally fine. I think they're hilarious.
They're pretty fun, but you know, I'm just saying, I think there could have been a different tone without the Ewoks.
Yeah, probably, but you know, I'll take it. I mean, anything
You're
that gives
taking it.
Warwick Davis work, I'm down with.
Right.
So what do you fuck with? Do you watch the shows, the movies, the comics, the books, the games?
I like the games a lot, honestly. I think there's some really good Star Wars games out there. I like the movies. I'm a big fan of the movies. Honestly, I didn't read any of the books, so I can't tell you what I know about the Star Wars books. I played a lot of the games. Still a big fan of Knights of the Old Republic, no lie. I think it's a strong game.
What about the cartoons, the TV shows?
There are cartoons?
Yep, Rebels, Clone Wars.
Oh, no, I haven't seen any of those. You see, I don't know much about the Star Wars now.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And of course, Mando and the Book of Boba Fett.
Oh yeah, I got those shows. You
Yeah.
know, I got The Mandalorian. I got the book. You know.
We got Obi-Wan. There's a new trailer for Obi-Wan that dropped literally
It looks
today.
really cool.
Yeah.
It's looking like it's going to be. I kind of feel like the tone is shifting towards how it kind of should be. I like the darker, more really questioning I think it's really good when you start questioning these characters' motives and who they may or may not be. I like the gray area that some of these Star Wars characters can live in. I think it's a good tone shift. I think it's a really good tone shift.
I think it looks pretty sharp.
Yeah. I can't do this episode of Elden Ring. That's a no-go for me.
Too much going on.
Too much going on. This game is still great, but we're talking about Star Wars, guys.
Yeah, I'll talk a little bit. I love Star Wars. I like all of it. I like the movies. I like the games. I like the comics. I like the cartoons. I like the TV shows. I have a general like of everything, but there are specific things I don't like. Like, I didn't really like the Book of Boba Fett. I didn't finish it.
No.
Okay. I was pretty bored by it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. By episode 4, I was like, I super don't care about any of this.
You're like, don't care for it.
Nah.
Don't care for it.
I find that's true with a lot of Disney programs where I watch the first episode, and then it's like, okay. And then the second episode comes around, I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
Like, and this is still a Star Wars program, but like Hawkeye, for example, I watched the first episode of Hawkeye. I really liked it. And then I realized they were just doing the Matt Fraction, David Aja run. And I was like, I don't know. I could just read that.
Yeah, there's some fun stuff. Did you finish watching Hawkeye?
No, I'm going to. I am going to. I just didn't. I haven't finished. I have three episodes of Moon Knight to catch up on, too.
Oh, yeah. Moon Knight's very good.
Moon Knight's good. But back to Star Wars.
Star Wars.
So Josh, let's go in order. Let's talk about the films.
Oh, I like this idea. This is a good idea.
Do you want to give me a ranking of all the films, or do you just want to talk about your favorite? How are you feeling?
Let's just go over the nine. Let's just give a little brief.
Okay.
What's up with the nine? Let's start with episode one.
Episode one, The Phantom Menace.
You got a list, right? Because if you don't have a list in front of you, then I don't know what
I got the list up here, baby.
Oh, nice.
Episode one, The Phantom Menace, is a movie that I like. I think it's totally fine. The Jar Jar stuff sucks. Jake Lloyd sucks because he's 6. There's nothing to be done about that. I mean, I feel bad, but, you know, we were too hard on both Ahmed Best and Jake Lloyd.
Yeah.
But they're not good in it. But I think, like, it's the second best of the prequels.
Yeah. Second best. All right. I like that.
Yeah. How are you feeling about episode one?
You know, I just don't like it.
No? Not at all?
The big thing about episode one is that final scene. The final scene is great, and the battle with Darth Maul is really good. I think everything else is just weak. I think it's just, I don't know. I just don't know what they were trying to achieve.
I really like Liam Neeson as Qui-Gon. He's kind of like the perfect Jedi, Old Republic Jedi.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that.
There's some odd decisions in that movie. But overall,
very odd decisions.
But overall, every time I go back to it, I'm kind of like, yeah, all right.
It doesn't age well, by the way.
No, I have not seen a new version of it. I imagine it looks pretty poor.
Oh, it's very poor. It does not age well at all.
Yeah. So then we go to episode 2, Attack of the Clones.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't remember this one.
I'll tell you something. For a long time, this used to be the worst Star Wars movie. It's not anymore, but it used to be.
Oh my God, then what is the worst Star Wars movie for you?
Yeah, we'll find out when we get there.
Okay.
This movie's just pretty bad all around. It's so long. There's a lot of nonsense happening. It's a mess.
I just don't even know.
I'm sorry, go on.
I can't even tell you what happens in this
movie. Well, because the movie goes on for 10 hours. We got them trying to find the clone army. We have the battle on Geonosis. We got Count Dooku.
Uh huh.
We've got Hayden Christensen coming around,
doing his thing.
Yeah, there's
some really bad dialogue in this movie. Like, I love you, Princess Padme.
Yeah, I hate sand. It's coarse and it gets everywhere. And yeah, this movie's real bad. Hayden Christensen is in the same boat as Jake Lloyd Diamondbest, where we were too hard on him, but he's not good in this movie.
He's just not good.
He's not good. It's a bad movie. It's the main reason I haven't rewatched the prequel trilogy, because I don't want to watch it. But I can't skip it.
Okay.
Because that doesn't make sense.
I think you can skip over it, right?
You could, but that doesn't make sense to me. If you're gonna do something, you might as well do them all.
Okay.
That's, you know what, and I respect that. I understand that I'm a crazy man, and that's kind of how it is. It's the same reason why I don't have blanks on my bookshelf, because that drives me nuts. Even if I don't like it, it's got to be there.
Okay.
Then we go to Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
There's some good parts in this movie. I think I really don't like how Mace goes out. I think that's really lame. I'm like, all right, this dude is probably one of the best Jedis, and he just goes out like a chump. Like a chump.
He sure does.
I'm not going to call Samuel Jackson a bitch, because he's not. He just goes out like a chump.
It's not a great look for him.
No, it's not. It's just like, all right, this guy, you know. All right, I don't know any backstory about Mace, so I'm just going to assume that he dabbles in the dark arts. Because why else do you have a purple lightsaber?
Well, Josh, as someone who's read a lot of Star Wars books, I'll tell you that Mace Windu is a master of the Vapod style of lightsaber combat, which does in fact involve channeling a little bit of the dark side.
Boom, look at that. I just guessed. I just pull that out of the air. I'm like, purple lightsaber, so that means he probably had a blue lightsaber at first, and he's dabbling with the dark arts, and he's like, oh, I can make this work. And then just goes out like a chump.
Yeah. I kind of really like this movie.
Yeah, there's some things that could have just been better. General Grievous could have been better.
General Grievous is the worst part of this movie.
He could have just been a better villain.
Yeah, well, and they fucked up because I don't know if you saw the Clone Wars cartoon, the 2D animated one, where they were like, we're introducing General Grievous right now, and he comes out and he's awesome. He does super cool kick flips and stuff, and then the movie comes out and he sucks. He's just coughing all the time. And he's got four arms, but like, whatever, man.
And he's got like tons of lightsabers.
Yeah, and that's kind of cool, but like not really.
Like, what do you set up? This guy's like a Jedi killer, and he just gets. He also goes up like a chump.
Yeah, he probably should have been there for Order 66 to kill Jedi.
Yeah.
I really like the battle on Mustafar between Obi-Wan and Anakin. I think there was a lot said about it being the longest lightsaber battle, but I really...
Got the high ground, man. Got the high ground.
I thought I really liked the end of it where they're just yelling at each other. I thought that was very strong.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Oh, Vader yelling no really sucks, though, so...
Oh, yeah. That was...
And Padme just dying of a broken heart I don't really like.
Yeah, there's... Look, I'm not saying George Lucas should write anything. He shouldn't write anything. George Lucas shouldn't write anything. I'm sorry.
Not anymore.
But that's coming from me. I'm not even a writer. I'm an awful writer.
What the fuck did you create?
Exactly.
Those are the prequels. Then we go to the in-between movies. We got Solo, a Star Wars story.
It's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Totally fine. It's like an EU book. Like, you read them, and sometimes you're like, that was great, and sometimes you're like, that was okay. It was totally okay.
It was totally okay. There's some parts where I was like, you know, I think they could have casted a better guy, and I'm like, he's all right.
I was kind of let down by Donald Glover's Lando.
Yeah, I know. I felt like he should have shined a little more.
I felt like he was kind of neutered, and I was disappointed. But
yeah,
I that movie is due for a rewatch. There's so much going on because you'll forget that Woody Harrelson and Paul Bettany and Darth Maul are in that movie.
That's true.
Yeah,
that is there's some nice talent in that movie, and yeah,
I don't know. I think it's worth a reevaluation, but
I feel like there's some great setups in that movie, and hopefully we get some payoffs. But I guess we'll see.
Yeah, and then after that we have Rogue One, a Star Wars story, which has a pretty boring first act, a nothing second act, and the best third act of any Star Wars movie.
I agree. I agree 100% on that. I think that last act is just fantastic. That ending is just amazing.
That ending is so good. And I think from the moment, and I can't remember the name of the planet that they're on that has the Imperial database where everything kicks off.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of that planet, but everything from the moment they set foot there is amazing. It's so great.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's, man.
Scarif. It's planet Scarif.
You got that.
I did get that.
You get.
It's probably the best version of Darth Vader that we've seen.
I really think so. And two, hopefully the Obi-Wan series, we get to see a really good Vader. But, oh man, that ending is just really great. I do like how they parallel that.
Well, I was going to ask, do you like that it goes right up to the very first scene of New Hope?
Yes, I do. I really do. Because that's actually how, like, Kate has never seen a Star Wars movie. Mm-hmm. So what we did is that I was like, all right, we're watching Rogue One. It was Rogue One, yeah. We're watching Rogue One, and then we're going to go right into the series.
Yeah.
And it was great. It she was like, all right, I got what's happening.
That's awesome. I love to hear that worked out so well.
Yeah, it worked out really well. But it's also weird to see, like, you know, Vader doing all that stuff, and then when he enters in episode 4, he's a little more clunky. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. I also like to make the joke, and I know Callie is getting sick of it, when I talk about that they really should mention the Rogue One Memorial hangar when they leave. Because those dudes just died like a week ago, and no one mentions them. Like, they're not like, hey man, Jyn Erso really busted her ass to give us this information.
It's like, no, we got to keep moving.
We got to keep going. Luke Skywalker's here. He's the new hotness. And that brings us to episode 4, New Hope.
New Hope.
The big dog, the one that changed everything, changed film, changed pop culture forever.
Yeah, and it, you know, the thing I have to say that I feel like is really good about this movie is that it's also a standalone movie. And I don't think people really comprehend that. But this movie is a standalone movie. It's just Star Wars. That's it. There's really no setup to a sequel when this movie was made. It gives you a feel that it's from, like, this really rich world that you don't know about, in a way. Like it's like a Flash Gordon type homage that it's just kind of like there's been a lot happening, and you haven't been able to see this, and now you're witnessing it, and now you're going to experience it. And there's a lot of really great callbacks to the old style of cinema and television. And I think Lucas really nails it very well. But it's also, you know, it's like, I think you appreciate it more if you were born around that time as well. So, like, if you grew up actually watching these serials, like the Flash Gordon serials and, you know, Lost in Space and so on, you really start appreciating that a lot more. And you appreciate Star Wars even more. And it's really, this is like going into more things about like generational gaps too. It's just like, you know, my generation and your generation, our parents loved Star Wars. So we got to see the originals on VHS and we got to see, you know, the re-release when they came out.
You remember when the first VHS came out, it was in that gorgeous box and it had like a 20-minute Leonard Maltin thing at the beginning explaining why it was such an important thing.
My uncle had Empire Strikes Back on Laserdisc.
Ooh, I heard that's a really nice version to watch.
Laserdisc. I'm telling you. One of the people I work with, our prop master, he's a big Star Wars fan, and he's got the Laserdisc collection.
Oh, I'd love to see them.
I know, right?
Laserdisc is such an inconvenient format, but I'd love to watch something on it.
It really is.
All right, it's a CD about the size of a dinner platter.
Yeah.
And sometimes you gotta flip it over.
Sometimes.
Jesus. Yeah, episode 4 is great. I rewatched it even though you can't get the original version on Disney Plus anymore, which will always be kind of like a kind of a nit that I'm always going to have. Because I would like to watch the original version.
The original version of that is, I like the original versions of all the originals. Of 4, 5, and 6. I think the original versions, I think it should have just been remastered. I don't think they should have added the CG. I don't think they should have added those things.
Well, and I think it's really telling that the one that got the most fucking with is episode 4.
Yeah.
And by episode 5, they're like, nah, there's not really a whole lot to change here.
Yeah. It's just a weird, it was a weird choice.
Yeah. So let's talk about episode 5, Empire.
You know what? Episode 5 is the strongest. It even Lemon agrees that episode 5 is the strongest. Well, Empire Strikes Back is one of those movies where it really changes the tone in storytelling as well. I think when it comes to a sequel or, you know, setting up a series or even ending it on a downer is such a big turn in that industry. And you know, it's really interesting to think about all the things that actually happened before that film, especially the stuff that happened to Mark Hamill in that car accident. And it was really funny when they were, I remember hearing things in documentary wise talking about how like they were actually thinking of like getting Luke set up where he would get like messed up a bit because and so on and so on. But he got in a car accident, so things happen. He loses his hand, so on and all that. But I think setting up the love story and setting up the big twists that everyone just over and over and over referenced to is a big turning point in cinema and especially in science fiction.
I agree. I was listening to your point. I agree. I think Empire is the best movie. There's a reason that it's kind of unfuckwithable. It's just kind of perfect.
And it really is. And plus you get Lando.
You do get Lando, and man, Billy Dee is the coolest dude.
You get Billy Dee Williams, and he just knocks it out of the park the moment you meet him.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's great. And he's a great, like, I don't know, man. Him and Han,
they have such good like chemistry together. We haven't talked about how good Harrison Ford is yet.
Oh, Harrison Ford's the reason why Star Wars is big.
I was just about to say, like, I think without Harrison Ford, we may not be talking about Star Wars at all.
Yeah, his Solo is just such a big character and such an important character and actually an important character in cinema because you have some of the first real gray characters. Like you have a morally kind of like questionable character who's a hero.
Yeah, you have a trucker drug dealer who saves our hero.
Yeah. And that's it. And you know,
and gets the girl. We can talk
hours and hours and hours about how Star Wars is still the white savior type storytelling and blah 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 and whatever. It was made in the 70s.
Yeah. They have been taking great steps to counteract that, but you know, the original trilogy is what it is.
It is what it is, and it should be appreciated for the time it was made in and how it was made and what they accomplished. Yeah. But Empire is still, I think, one of the most important pieces of film history. And if you want to really dive deep into editing techniques and practical effects and so on, I think that's a great film to look at.
This brings us to episode 6, Return of the Jedi. This was my favorite as a child, but not the best.
Look, I hear you. I do like Return of the Jedi. I'm not gonna say anything bad about this movie other than the Ewoks. But I'm gonna say it's like
you're crazy. The Ewoks are great. I love the notion that the greatest empire the galaxy had ever known was taken out by a bunch of small bear people.
This movie came out almost like a year after I was born. So, like, my dad was a major Star Wars fan. So, as a wee child, I can remember having, like, Star Wars blankets and Star Wars pillowcases. And the pillowcases was, like, the Return of the Jedi looking pillowcase, and I remember it had like the poster. It was the movie poster, and then I had a classic Star Wars pillowcase. My dad loved Star Wars, so I had everything Star Wars. So Return of the Jedi was almost on every single time. There were like two movies that I watched a lot of. It was Goonies, and I ruined the VHS so many times over. And Return of the Jedi. So yeah, as a kid, this movie is great. Watching it again as an adult, there's some parts where I'm like, all right, this is solid. This is great. This is really good. That, I do like that beginning. I like the let's go save Han.
Yeah, I think everything kind of rocks. I think the Emperor is so wonderful in this movie. I actually earlier today on YouTube just pulled up the clip of Luke and the Emperor. A scene which terrified me as a child when Luke's getting electrocuted and you see it going through his teeth really freaked me out.
Yes. Yes. There's some great visual effects in this movie.
Mm-hmm. I love the final assault on the Death Star, the attack of the Star Destroyers. I think the whole end of this movie is super great.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Minus the Ewoks. Should have been Wookiees. Should have been a planet. It should have been the planet of Wookiees.
Where are you going to find that many 7-foot-tall dudes?
I don't know.
They didn't exist until 2005. We did see a planet of Wookiees, and I think we had to take like a Lithuanian basketball team to get it. that brings us to the new era, episode 7, The Force Awakens.
All right. We have to really talk about the new era, which I am not in the school of thought that they're all garbage. Mm-hmm. Because we have a female lead. I'm not in that school of thought. I'm in the school of thought that I don't like J.J. Abrams.
Mm-hmm.
That's my school of thought. I don't like J.J. Abrams at all. But talking about this film... It's a pretty strong film. The Force Awakens is a pretty strong film. It has some really nice setup. It has some really great introduction to some characters. I do find the Rebellion... Is it the Rebellion? The Resistance.
Resistance,
sorry.
Yeah.
I do find the Resistance to be really good. I think Harrison Ford comes in strong. I like the whole thing when they're, you know, on the ship and, you know, they're in the... They get hijacked, and it's the people from the movie The Raid. Pretty awesome. I think Harrison Ford is great in this movie. It kind of sucks what happens to him, but also I think we also get exposed to a lot of great actors and actresses. You know, no lie, Adam Driver's a really good actor. His emo millennial Sith Lord or Edge Lord thing, whatever, cool. But we get Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, I agree. The Force Awakens started a trend of old properties kind of redoing their first movie, throwing in a new cast to deal with the old cast. Ghostbusters sure. Afterlife falls into the same camp. But that said, you know, I liked Rey. I liked Finn. I liked Poe. Adam Driver is great. What's her name? Brienne of Tarth.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that she is.
She is in this.
Captain Phasm?
Phasma, yeah. I forget what her real name is, though.
What is her real name? What is Brienne of Tarth? She's great.
Love her so much. Gwendolyn Christie. Love her so much we don't even remember her name. So I think there's a lot of really good stuff in here, but you know, it kind of the writing was kind of on the wall at the end of this one that this trilogy was going to be a mess.
Yeah. And I'm gonna say this, and this is not a popular opinion. It's J.J. Abrams. It really is.
I think it is. I'm going to say 75% J.J. Abrams.
You know, I think the move they should have did was they should have brought Rian Johnson in the beginning.
Well, let's talk about Rian Johnson in Episode 8, The Last Jedi.
I really enjoy Last Jedi. I really do, and I'll tell you why.
Uh-huh.
There's one character who stands out in this movie. And there's one actor who is everything he's in, he stands out. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he was needed for Star Wars. That's Benicio del Toro.
Man, he was so good and he really came to nothing.
He set up everything. I find the whole thing talking about it's like, we sell to both sides type thing. This is war. This is profitable. This is why this is going on. It's like, it doesn't matter who sides win. It's like, we're winning.
Yeah.
it's the moral of the story at the end of the day. It's like, you're going to keep fighting over and over and over, but you need the equipment to do so. And we make the money off of the war. And I think that's why a lot of people got really bothered by that movie, is because what the real message was is that it's just profitable.
Well,
all types of war is just profitable. It doesn't matter who's going to win. If the fascists win, cool, we'll make money. If the other side wins, cool, we'll make money.
I also think, and this was relayed to me by a person I know who's also a big Star Wars fan, like has a Star Wars room. They were just really sad that they did not get their hero Luke in this.
Oh my God. I loved old man Luke.
I did too, but you got to admit that sometimes, like when you're a kid, you're like, I can't wait to see the adventures of Luke Skywalker, Master Jedi. And he's just sad. And it's like, I'm a huge fuck up.
I don't think people understand, like there's no way Luke is coming out of Last Jedi in good shape.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that. It's just the writing's on the wall. You know, he's a late trained Jedi. He doesn't have complete control of his abilities. He's not actually a great Jedi. He's a pretty decent, he's an okay Jedi at best. You know what I mean? If he was to go up actually against a real Sith, he would be gone.
Yeah, and I kind of hate that too, but I do love like sad sack Luke. So it's a really tough call for me. I think at this point we really see the devolvement of Finn Because I felt like, especially in this movie, that Finn was going to be force sensitive also.
Yeah.
And that's a thread that never happened. I mean, Captain Phasma falls into a hole. And that's the end of her.
What? I know, right? It's like, right.
And Oscar Isaac's looking for a way out so fast that you can see him kind of peeking behind the sets.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I love the scene of the Holdo maneuver where they ram into the Star Destroyer and then the screen goes quiet. I think that's a really powerful scene.
Very powerful scene. The Leia stuff, not so much, but that Star Destroyer, that hyper, using it as a missile.
Yeah.
Amazing. And I do have to say, shot-wise, this is a beautiful film. You cannot say that this wasn't a gorgeous film. If you don't tell me that Red Room fight was one of the most amazing lightsaber fights that you've seen on cinema.
No, that scene's great.
That scene is amazing.
Also,
the crystal planet?
Yeah, pretty cool.
The color.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I guess it's a good point to talk about Snoke. Snoke was set up to be our primary big bad in Force Awakens, and in this movie he gets cut in half. Yeah, it's kind of strange.
I know, real quick, like he gets Dooku'd real quick.
All right, and then I think it's a controversial movie, but I think it's also probably the second best.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
I'm with you on that. I am. You know, outside of how much I really liked Rogue One,
yeah,
I think this is right behind Empire. I think it takes everything that works with Empire and it runs with it and it sets it up, and it sets up many other things, because in a way Luke is like Yoda. Uh-huh. Luke is an exact Yoda, like, you know, minus the really adorable Frank Oz in person, like acting, and the Muppets, you know what I mean? But like, I don't know. It's good. I do like that mirror. That mirror room scene is great, though.
I really love that.
They should have really banked. We'll talk about the next one.
Yeah, Episode 9, Rise of the Skywalker. This is the worst Star Wars movie.
This is by far the worst.
This movie fucking sucks, and it's cowardly.
Cowardly movie.
There's no bigger illustration of how cowardly it is. They blow up the ship with Chewbacca, and then they're like, "Oh wait, he was on the other one.
Our bad."
It's like, no, fucking kill Chewbacca. It's okay.
It's okay. It's over. This is over. This is it.
Take some chances in your goddamn movie.
Bringing the Emperor back is cowardly. Saying that Rey is a clone of the Emperor is cowardly. You know what I was hoping was going to happen? I'm going to tell you, this is what I hope was going to happen.
All right.
I was going to hope that there was no reveal, that Rey was going to find out that she came from nothing.
Kind of like what they said in Last Jedi.
She came from nothing, and that kind of snaps. She kind of snaps in that. Like, she gets all this training. She gets really good and stuff. But, like, she finally fights Kyle because of, it's Kai. Whatever. Rey.
Kylo?
What? Kylo.
Kyle Katarn's not in this movie.
Thank you. Kyle is such a is such a millennial name. But Kylo, thank you. You know, she fights. She winds up fighting Kylo. I'm going to say this is, like, end of middle of the movie. She starts fighting Kylo. And in that fight, she starts, like, turning, like, real quick in the fight. And then she winds up killing Kylo because of pretty much what she did to, sorry about that. So what she did to Han, what he did to Han. So that really just pushes her. She winds up embracing the dark side. And what I wanted to see Finn pick up the lightsaber and wind up fighting her.
Yeah, add it to the list of cowardly moves, because Finn didn't do fucking anything except find more people.
Yeah. Finn did nothing.
And I will say, though, in this movie's favor, I really did like them going back to the remains of the Death Star.
Yeah, pretty
cool. I thought that was pretty cool. I was actually on board for the Return of the Emperor. Just because, like, you know, I kind of hoped they would do better than somehow Palpatine returned.
Yeah.
But the rest of it kind of just sucks. You know, the stuff with Kylo and Rey is pretty bad.
Yeah.
The stuff with Leia and you know, it's not really their fault because, you know, Carrie Fisher did pass away like right before they started, but they probably just shouldn't have used her at all.
Yeah. I think it could have been the thing where like she was all off screen.
Yeah.
At the end of I really feel like that would have been a better, I think that would have been a better approach.
Yeah.
But that just wasn't done. I'm with you on this. They cowardly moves on this.
It is. And this was absolutely a response to the controversy of The Last Jedi. J.J. Abrams came back and basically threw away all those plot threads that they were working on and finished his own fucking movie.
I just think it's, yeah.
It's a major bummer. You know, it is allegedly the last of these Skywalker movies. So
I just don't know why they kept the title Rise of the Skywalker. There's nothing.
Oh, don't you remember that? There. Don't you remember at the very end on Tatooine, Rey's like, I'm Rey Skywalker now.
Just
and that old dumb. Lady, that old lady's like, ooh, a Skywalker, huh?
Dumb.
It's dumb.
Just dumb.
Before we get
Lemon into, is even angry about this.
Well, Lemon should be. Before we get into the next the final section, give me your top three Star Wars video games.
Ooh, Knights of the Old Republic 1, Knights of the Old Republic 2, and Last Order.
Okay, I'm going to go with Dark Forces Jedi Knight 2. I'm going to go with Knights of the Old Republic the first, and I'm also going to go with Fallen Order, the most recent.
Yeah, game. Fallen Order. That's it. I said Last Order. I meant Fallen. I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah, those are great games. Star Wars has had great games basically since its inception.
Yeah.
They've had some shit ones too.
Yeah, the Super Nintendo games are fun. If you want to be very angry.
Yeah. And you know, we've got some more. We got the Star Wars game from Quantic Dream coming out.
Yeah.
We've got the Old Republic remake that's coming on PlayStation.
Whenever that comes out. I don't know when.
I don't think there's any information given for that. Yeah, so we'll be excited to talk about more Star Wars games in the future. Josh, you just found out there are cartoons of Star Wars tonight, so I'm not going to talk about them. There's Star Wars cartoons. There's like 100 episodes of the Clone Wars, man.
I don't even know it. I don't have time for that. Give me a Wikipedia.
I'll tell you this: Clone Wars cartoon, ultimately a positive. You know, you can judge every episode on a positive and negative. More positives than negatives.
Okay.
And Rebels, more positives than negatives. And the Bad Batch, too early to tell.
Okay.
And then the books, I'm going to tell you the story. I tried reading The New Jedi Order, which was an old canon set of 30 novels about a war with an anti-force group called the Yuuzhan Vong. And I made it through about 20 in my brain. My brain basically shut down, and I couldn't read Star Wars books for about 3 years.
Okay.
It was that's a series of novels where Chewbacca is killed by a moon dropping on him.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
That's insane.
I mean, it's pretty great. Star Wars novels, they come in all sizes. Some of them are super great, like Heir to the Empire. And I really like the Republic Commando novels, and some of them are really lame. impossibly lame.
Okay.
Your mileage will vary. So, Josh, you know we like to talk about giving moral ratings on Am I the Asshole? That's our final segment. I typed in the search history for Star Wars. So I'm going to give you a bunch of Star Wars related ones.
All right, let's do this.
As always, I'm going to give Josh the question. I am giving no information that could possibly be used to help identify these scenes. All right, Josh. Am I the asshole for giving my aunt back all my Star Wars stuff that she gifted me?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
That's kind of a mean thing to do. It's like, thank you for giving me all the Star Wars stuff. Here, take it back. I don't need this.
This is one of the ones I think more information is required.
Yeah.
But just from the question, don't give stuff back. Josh, am I the asshole for buying the new Lego Star Wars game for my husband instead of my medicine?
You should have definitely bought your medicine.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid. Buy your medicine.
Wow.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Please don't do that.
Yeah, buy your medicine. Star Wars can wait. Josh, am I the asshole for having a Star Wars sticker even though I haven't seen Star Wars?
Wait, Star Wars and a Star Wars? Is that what you're saying?
Am I the asshole for having a Star Wars sticker?
No.
Even though I haven't seen Star Wars? No, of course not.
Of course not, but... No, but that's just weird.
Yeah, I don't understand buying things that you don't have, like, a connection to.
Yeah.
So, I don't care, but watch Star Wars.
Yeah, please watch Star Wars.
Josh, am I the asshole for calling my little sibling an idiot for thinking Putin was a Star Wars character? I think the question is, how little is this sibling?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm more entertained at the fact that I got nothing.
If your sibling is not old enough to understand international relations, I don't think you can be too mad at them.
Yeah, you should. You should just laugh and be like, cool, he is. He's a Sith Lord.
But once you hit like 11 or 12, You gotta open your eyes a little.
Yeah.
Josh, would I be the asshole if I didn't get my boyfriend the new Lego Star Wars game for our one-year anniversary?
No, it's one-year anniversary. Shouldn't get video game 1 year.
Yeah, who cares, man? It's your one-year anniversary. You should at least get him something.
Yeah, get him something, but not the Star Wars.
I mean, let's be right. You could give him the Star Wars game, too. But if you didn't get him the Star Wars game, that's not a problem. As long as you got him something.
Yeah, you're not an asshole if you didn't get it, and you're not an asshole if you do.
Josh, would I be the asshole if I didn't watch Star Wars?
No.
No. Watch whatever you want. You are not obligated to watch anything. No matter how good or how bad it is.
I agree.
Josh, would I be the asshole for having a Star Wars themed wedding?
I'm not gonna walk into that.
I don't know. I think a Star Wars themed wedding could be kind of cute, you know?
It could be.
Could be.
Depends on
But you gotta make sure everyone's on board with it. You don't wanna invite like your straight uncle to the Star Wars wedding. And have them just, like, hang out while you're in robes.
Yeah. And I don't want to be like, does the bride and groom know that Luke and Leia are brother and sisters?
No, no. It's now more hip to be Rey and Kylo.
Man, you got nothing.
Am I the asshole for saying an obvious Star Wars spoiler?
No, you're not.
If it's the spoiler I think it is... That movie's almost 40 years old.
Star Wars has been spoiled for everyone. There's no such thing as a Star Wars spoiler.
Is there anything in the more recent trilogy that you would think is spoiler worthy? I don't think so. No. Am I the asshole for not wanting overpriced Lego Star Wars Christmas decorations in our house?
No, you're not. No. You're just a reasonable person.
I think Christmas decorations are kind of like, they're kind of like you have to all be on board.
Yes.
You can't just unilaterally decide that this is what we're having.
You're like, it's a Star Wars Christmas this year. It's like, I didn't make that decision.
That's like, I fucking hate Star Wars. No, the fuck we're not. if it were, we would have a Star Trek Christmas in this house every year.
Wow. That's pretty entertaining.
Every year. Am I the asshole for joking about calling Child Protective Services on my sister because she wants to name her kid after a Star Wars character?
Context.
Yeah, I don't think so, but it depends on the name you want to give them.
Yeah, it really does.
Let's be real. The list of appropriate names from Star Wars, it's pretty thin. Thin. There's Finn. There's Poe. Luke.
Leia Ray, can be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben for Ben Kenobi.
Ben's pretty easy.
But if you want to name your kid like Ahsoka or Savage Opress, probably not.
Probably not. No, it's a...
am I the asshole for not inviting my colleague to lunch because he hasn't watched Star Wars?
I would say yeah. I would... Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of a good reason for that to be like the deal breaker.
Yeah. That's dumb. Come on, people. Be better. Be better.
Yeah. Josh, am I the ass for absolutely refusing to watch the special editions of the original trilogy?
No.
I think like it depends. Because if you're at home and you're like, I'm watching Star Wars, but I'm not watching, I want to watch the original VHSs, I think that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But if you're at like a niece or a nephew or someone else's house and they're like, we're watching Star Wars, and you go, ew, I'm not watching the remastered, I only watch the original demastered version, then that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
But
yeah.
It all depends. All right, I don't know how this one, but okay. Am I the asshole for letting my kids watch Star Wars but not MMA?
What?
I'm not sure about that one. I don't see the difference. I don't see like why you would pick one over the other.
How is this thread connected?
I'm not sure.
Alright. Moving on.
Yeah. Am I the asshole for refusing to watch The Rise of Skywalker in Spanish?
No, what? No, you don't know. But do you know Spanish?
That's my question. If you don't know Spanish, why would you watch it in Spanish?
Yeah, questions.
Yeah,
there's a lot of questions here.
Okay, Josh, you're a creative. Would I be the asshole if I tell my friend that his sci-fi manuscript that he's been working on for almost 4 years is a bad beat-for-beat ripoff of Star Wars?
No, you're a good friend.
Yeah, I think that's like the hardest thing that you have to do is be honest with your friends when they're making something. That's why
I think this is Star Wars. It's like, no, it's not Star Wars, man. It's Galaxy Battle. It's like,
yeah,
no, it's like, Star Wars.
It's like, dude, this is Star Wars and it sucks. That's why I don't ask any of my friends for feedback on my podcasts.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know, right? Don't listen to us. Don't listen to us.
Yeah, but don't tell me about it.
Yeah, don't tell me. Just be like, cool, I listened to you guys. It's like, oh, cool, thank you.
Yeah.
let us old nerds just ramble about things and be like, in my time, I was beaten up for this.
Listen, we're not even talking about TIE Fighter that we saw Thrawn for the first time.
Man.
All right. A couple more. Josh, Am I the ass when we're talking about friend? He doesn't look like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
If he doesn't look like Obi-Wan, then...
Yeah, I think I need a photo of this man to determine.
I need to know.
Because I've definitely fallen in the trap, like, I look like X famous thing.
Yeah, and it's just like, I don't.
Yeah. Let's see. Am I the asshole for asking people behind me in the movie theater to not talk about The Rise of Skywalker before it started?
No, you're being reasonable.
Yeah, I think that's a totally reasonable thing.
Yeah. It's reasonable.
Final question. Am I the asshole for not apologizing to my soon-to-be brother-in-law over getting bored watching his favorite movies?
Whoa. I don't know. I don't know. Why are you getting upset about your brother-in-law being bored?
Okay, so because I had to know what the movie was, I clicked it. Basically, this dude is a psycho. He's the kind of guy who's like, you're watching a movie, you can't have your phone out, you can't look away, you can't eat loud food.
Wow.
You have to, like, super pay attention to him.
Movie. I got it now. Thank you for that context.
No
that
problem.
I need it.
fuck that dude.
Yeah, that guy needs to chill.
Yeah, it's okay, man. If I'm watching a movie at home, I'm almost always on my phone for a little bit.
Yeah, most people are.
It just is what it is.
Yep.
So yeah, that is the end of this Star Wars spectacular.
Not too bad.
Remember,
at the end of the day, J.J. Abrams ruined Star Wars.
You could argue he ruined Star Trek, but I won't say that.
No, we're not going to talk. Yeah, he did.
He didn't. Incorrect. He saved Star Trek, man. I got to tell you. Even though this is Star Wars Day, it's also Star Trek Eve because tomorrow is the finale of the Picard Season 2 and the debut of Strange New Worlds.
Oh, cool.
And I see a lot of negative people, and I just want to say, man, Star Trek was dead for a very long time. So just
and now it's back.
Be thankful we have something as opposed to the nothing we had for 10 years.
I agree with that statement. I don't even watch Star Trek, and I agree with that statement. It's good to have it back for people.
Yeah. Not according to Reddit. If you look at Reddit, everyone's miserable, so.
Well.
I'm having a great time.
I feel like everybody on Reddit is just miserable.
It's really true. It's very disconcerting.
I don't think anyone on any, like, social media platform is happy.
No, I really doubt it. All right.
I really don't think anyone.
That is the end of our Star Wars night. I will be traveling next week, so we'll be back in 2 weeks. And then maybe Matt can join us, and we'll talk about all the stuff from PAX a month late.
Hey, you know what? It's better to talk about it a month late because, you know, we get more news, we get more information, we get stuff that happens.
It's true. And you know, E3 is not happening this year, but...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I will be back next week. I don't travel for 2 weeks. Yeah, I'll be back next week. All right.
We can talk about Moon Knight.
Yeah, we can talk about Moon Knight. We can do other things that are also Moon Knight related.
Yeah. Lemon's got to calm down.
Well, Lemon can never calm down.
No, she's a journey.
But anyway, have a good night, guys. May the 4th be with you. Blobbity blue.
Yeah. Yeah, just space magic.
Space magic. It's also just a thing. Don't get too bad out of shape.
Yeah, don't get. It's just space magic.
Just space magic. Bye.
Bye, guys.